You're listening to SBS News.
The football world is dealing with the fallout from the apparent increase in racist chanting aimed at black players in international and club matches around the world. This weekend, the major European leagues are all in action. UEFA President Alexander Seferin says the problem has left him ashamed.
A stadium must not and must never be a forum in which people are allowed to express their sickening fascist nostalgia. That's why I'm ashamed.
In England, the Football Association chairman Greg Clark says it's time to give more power to referees to halt or abandon matches when they hear supporters shouting racist abuse.
The young men and women who take the field representing our clubs and countries not only deserve, but should be entitled to play their football in a safe environment, entirely free from racial abuse. There should be no judgment call on whether something is of a strong magnitude. Racism is racism, and we should have zero tolerance for it.
In action on the pitch this weekend, the FA Cup semi-finals will be contested at Wembley Stadium. The video assistant referee system will be in use at both games as Manchester City looks to continue its bid for an unprecedented quadruple when it takes on Brighton in the early hours of Sunday morning. And on Monday morning, Watford and Wolves will look to reach the final. VAR has been used regularly in FA Cup ties over the past two seasons, but there has been criticism that fans inside the stadiums don't get to see the incidents under review on the screens. Because of that, incidents will be shown to fans at Wembley for the first time in a bid to provide clarity and transparency for those in attendance. In the NRL this weekend, Melbourne Storm captain Cameron Smith heads into Sunday afternoon's round four clash against the Canterbury Bulldogs on the verge of a major milestone. He needs a further 9 points to surpass Hazem Al-Masri's mark of 2,418 and become the NRL's all-time leading scorer. But despite being so close to the record, his teammates say it'll be business as usual. 5'8" Cameron Munster says although they want him to do it, they won't be changing their approach to ensure he does.
We're not going to go out and try and get the all-time record for Smithy. We're just going to play a normal footy, and I guess he's got, another 26 games to do that, so we don't really need to change our game plan just for him. So I know he's going to go out there and do his job for us, so we're just got to do the same for him.
In AFL action, the reigning premiers, the West Coast Eagles, travel to Melbourne to take on Collingwood on Saturday evening in a repeat of last season's grand final. Collingwood has used the disappointment of losing the decider as a motivator, with the players watching the game again this week to see what they could have done better. For West Coast, the opposite is true. Coach Adam Simpson says his team wants to focus on the current Collingwood lineup, not the one they beat last season.
It's a new season. It's a new opportunity. The personnel is not too dissimilar, but we're looking at Collingwood last week, the week before, and I think we've moved on from last year.
And in Super Rugby this weekend, Japanese side the Sunwolves will look to spring another surprise after they beat New South Wales last weekend. The Sunwolves meet the in-form Melbourne Rebels on Saturday night. The Formula One China Grand Prix takes place next weekend, and that has given the leading teams a chance to look at the future, both in terms of improving the cars and also the people driving them. Over the weekend, a number of young test drivers will continue putting cars through their paces at the Bahrain circuit, hoping to impress. One such driver is Mick Schumacher, the 20-year-old son of 7-times world champion Michael. He's already shown his skills in an Alfa Romeo after making his Formula One test debut in the Ferrari. He says getting his first taste of Formula One in an official capacity as a test driver was a real thrill.
Well, I enjoyed it for sure. This time though, I was trying to really focus on working with the team, working on myself. That's for sure still a lot of fun, but I was starting to get a bit more competitive, yeah.
John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.